Listening Library presents The Penderwicks on Gardam Street by Jean Birdsall. Read for you by Susan Deniker. Prologue. Their mother had been here in the hospital with the new baby for almost a week. Though the three little Penderwick girls had been to visit her every day, sometimes twice a day, it wasn't enough. They wanted her to come home.
"When, Mommy?" asked Jane, the youngest of the three. "You've asked her 5 times already, and she doesn't know."
Rosalind was the oldest, and felt the responsibility of it deeply, though she was only 8.
"May I hold Batty, Aunt Claire?"
Aunt Claire, their father's sister, carefully handed the baby over to Rosalind, who thought that holding babies was one of the great joys of life, even when the baby was asleep and didn't know she was being held.
"Mommy, can you at least come home for a visit? You don't need to bring the baby with you."
Skye was the sister between Rosalind and Jane, and the only one who had inherited their mother's blonde hair and blue eyes. The other two had their father's and Aunt Claire's dark curls and brown eyes. And while the baby so far had only fuzz, it looked like she was going to be dark, too. "When I come home, honey, I'm afraid Batty's coming with me," said their mother, laughing. Then she stopped laughing and pressed her hands to her side. "The gift shop," said Aunt Claire, jumping out of her chair. "Why don't you three go to the gift shop and get yourselves treats?"
"We don't have any money," said Jane.
"I'll give you money." Aunt Claire pulled a bill from